My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome Jason Jones in.
Jason, baller. Baller.
Don't listen to any of these guys on the social media.
Stop. Don't listen to any of these.
Don't be ashamed.
I mean, proof is the proof. I mean, you got JaVinci on. You got your Laker pictures. You got your Dodger pictures. It's all there.
Yeah, where the hell did those come from? What are we talking about there? I'm wearing a Mets hat today. I ain't even got a Giants hat on. What are we talking about?
You like to deny the obvious, you know.
You do. And he's right. The Laker fandom.
There is no Laker fandom.
Okay.
There is no Laker fandom. That is just a bold-faced lie.
That's Mrs. Caraway's fault, right?
It's a lie. It's not even true.
You knew better than to say yes. That was a smart move. That was a good move right there.
She just sending a picture to everybody with no context.
He was smiling.
He took that flag. He's like, let the play clock run out. We're not going. No timeout. Just go ahead. Delay a game.
Smiling from ear to ear, standing in front of Anthony Davis like
Stop
that.
Stop it.
And Austin Reeves.
Stop it.
Eighth best player in the league or whatever.
Now, he really is the most overrated player in basketball.
No.
Yes, Jason, Austin Reeves. They talk about this guy like he's an all-star. Didn't Darvin Ham say he was going to be an all-star?
Who is they?
NBA Today, ESPN.
I don't watch
The Athletic. Why is Austin Reeves ever even mentioned?
I don't watch those shows. I can't tell you what they talk about.
He's overrated. Didn't your old coach say he was going to be an all-star? Your old coach said he was going to be an all-star.
Who, Darvin Ham said that?
Yeah.
Well, he said a lot of things that weren't right.
That's why he's unemployed. That's why JJ Redick is
coach. Like, he also thought Torian Prince should play like 35 minutes. So, you got to give me a better example of evidence than what Darvin Ham said. He's going to be an all-star.
Well, you got your Raiders hat on, man. Let's start there. A hell of a week two win for your Raiders in Baltimore.
Max, baby. MAGA Max.
Well.
He can play some football.
I don't know what it is.
We got to get Jason him. The gift, the Clayton Bixby gift. Go get him. Go get him. I've been there. I know.
He channeled the energy of his counterpart in Santa Clara.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Somebody told us they turn up in those matchups.
He took great joy in getting to Lamar Jackson that day.
Yeah, you know, your boy Bosa tends to kind of fold in some of those moments when he sees them. But, you know, Max was like, it's on.
Bosa got a slow start. It's only been Aaron Rodgers and Sam Darnold to start the season. I don't expect the under on Sunday. but wait till that Patriots, Cardinals, and Seahawks game.
Oh man. Oh man, it's Raiders. Could you imagine if they hadn't switched Bryce Young out yet?
Oh, I know that. The Raiders are pissed.
Max would have like a Khalil Mack stat line. 7 sacks against the Panthers. He don't want to hit Andy Dalton that many times.
Yeah, I mean, but Max played a hell of a game. I mean.
He did. The Raiders played a hell of a game. Like
That was tough.
I think our biggest concern was always Gardner Minshew. And Gardner Minshew put that, like he helped them win that game.
Yeah, I think he has not been the major issue the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if they can ever figure out how to run the ball consistently, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Gardner's figured out if all else fails, throw it somewhere near Davante Adams. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll go get it for you. I like the Bowers pick when they made it, and he's not giving me any reason to believe that wasn't a good pick for them. Yeah. I said you got to get more offensive playmakers on that team because – to me, their biggest problem last year, but they just couldn't. They didn't have enough playmakers.
Yeah,
and I mean, and Bowers is showing, you know, hey, he can. I mean, that play to get near the goal line later, that catch and then run after the catch, and he almost ran it into the end zone. I mean, yeah, they got some playmakers, you know, and if you cannot turn the ball over and let that defense play, you got a chance.
I want to talk about Minshew and Devontae real quick. Just saluting that pitch and catch on the sideline. That was Devontae. That was crazy. The toe tap, the lean. That was nasty right there. That's why he's Devontae Adams, right? Why you look at him and you feel like he can change a game at any point in time, man. Because
that's why you don't trade him.
That too. Yeah.
Yeah. That right there. Like I said, that was the Michael Jackson right there. That was smooth criminal.
Andy, are you okay?
Yeah. And then Harbaugh using some of the worst challenges ever. Mm. I'm like, what are you like? There were some real bad challenges this past week. I'm like, what are you looking like? Why?
The Bears game.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And Harbaugh had a couple just like, I'm like, there's no chance that's even close. What are you doing?
Hmm. Yeah. Harbaugh, Harbaugh in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, it was a good way to start the weekend. You know, I had my multi-screen going, you know, got to watch that, got to watch Justin Jefferson do his thing.
Wait a minute. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Sam Darnold had a hell of a weekend.
Well, it was on the same screen.
We're talking about the Raiders.
He's a new YouTube user.
Yeah, this is all new to me. In one quadrant, I have the Cowboys getting dog walked.
That did happen.
In one, I've got, you know, I've got the Raiders doing their thing. In one, I've got Sam Darnold looking like, you know, Joe Montana. And then in the other one, I've got, you know, the Lions.
Bucks and Lions.
I got Baker. Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, I was really just enjoying this whole new YouTube TV experience. That's all.
I don't know how that made the morning start off great. Justin Jefferson.
It was great. I completely disagree. I haven't seen a 97-yard TD in a long time. All right. It was a hell of a show.
Okay. All right. Are you finished? Are you done?
No, I'm just making a comment. I mean, that was with an impressive play. Wouldn't you agree?
No.
Gritty and gutty and all that.
Gutty.
Gutsy, you know, it's just like a a heady play. What else can we call him? You know, coach on the field type thing to read the angle.
I would call it a bad play. It was a bad play.
He may not be the best athlete on the field, but he made a hell of a play. Mm. Way to go, Justin.
A lot of heart on that play.
Yeah, a lot of heart, you know. Really relying more, you know, just, you know, guile and guts, you know, and moxie. All that stuff.
I love that this 45 minutes is just Jason needling you the whole time. Like,
that last one was uncalled for. That was uncalled
for. It was a good game.
No, just sharing his experience. That's all.
I mean, I'm just loving my new Sunday, you know, NFL experience.
Well, you can go back. DirecTV and Disney, they've made an agreement.
Oh, you ain't never go back.
I ain't never going back.
Do you
I was gonna ask a serious
question.
Okay.
Do you feel differently about Gardner Minshew after Sunday? Like, do I ask that saying, like, do you Because I didn't think he was terrible in week one, but, you know, he had a turnover and all this other stuff. But do you feel different after the first 2 weeks? Like, you can see him leading this team to 8-9 wins?
I thought he gave him the best chance at it. I think there's enough evidence to show that even, I mean, just last year in Indy, that he can win games. You know, is he going to be your franchise guy? No, but he can win games. And if he's a bridge till you get to your next guy, I just knew you couldn't play eight. You couldn't go with Aiden O'Connell again. Mm-hmm. I just was like, you couldn't do that. You got, you know, and, you know, whether it was Jacksonville, whether it was Indy, Gardner Minshew has won games. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, there's times where I go, I'm like, oh my God, what is he doing? But then he'll run around and, you know, he'll, you know, make a play. And that's all you could, you know. And last year, they just didn't have anybody. The quarterback position didn't make any plays for them last year, really. I think week one, Jimmy had that run, like, to get a first down and seal it for him. But they really didn't get any big plays or, you know, in the NFL, you got, you know, the way the defenses are, you know, bringing pressure. You got to be able to make something happen at some point. And they just couldn't make anything happen last year. So, I mean, you know, do I feel like super different? No, I thought Gardner Minshew could win games. I thought it was kind of crazy they were talking about it was going to be a competition. I'm like, you don't bring him in there so he can back up Aiden O'Connell so we can watch him get 3-6 points.
You concerned at all about the run game or lack thereof? Because it feels like that puts a little extra pressure on Gardner Minshew if you guys can't get anything going back there.
Yeah, I don't think that I don't think a formula where Gardner Minshew leads the NFL in passing yards is going to be is going to be their success. But I also I want to see the rookie from Oregon get out there at guard eventually. You know, I would love to kind of see. I would like to see that. You know, just and I think that will help them in pass protection if they can get to that play action game. But I mean, they won the game because they just said, "Screw it, we're not going to run." Like, we're not going to play around with this anymore. Let's go ahead and, you know, make something happen. And that means putting the ball in your playmaker's hands. For them, that means getting the ball to Devontae and Bowers.
One of the things that we talked about often in that week one game with the Raiders was Coach AP and his decision to not go. We talked about it in length about not going for it on fourth and one. Mm-hmm. This week, I thought, was a testament to who he is as a coach, not really with one specific play, but how he kept those guys engaged. I mean, and when they went up, when Derrick Henry scored the touchdown in the fourth quarter to go up 10, I thought that was kind of lights out. But he kept those guys playing, kept them believing. And I'm not going to disrespect him and say, like, and act like he doesn't know X's and O's, because I really believe he does. But this was also, like, one of his strong points, being able to motivate and keep guys locked in that – proved to be one of the reasons why they won on Sunday. I thought that was a great job by him. I thought that was him at his finest so far this season, just having those guys engaged and believing.
Yeah. I think there was a stat they flashed on the screen. The Raiders had lost, like, what, 49 straight games when trailing by 10 in the fourth quarter.
Mm.
Wow. So nobody on this team as a Raider has ever gotten down by 10 late and said, okay, we're going to rally and win. You know, it was crazy. And they're on the road. You're playing against Lamar Jackson. For them to kind of rally, to not just get down and say, you know what, we're going to figure this thing out one way or another, and they did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you got to give AP credit. Yeah. Just because, you know, we saw what happened when they had a coach they didn't believe in last year. They lose that game by 17 points probably. they might give up two more touchdowns in the last 10 minutes. So, I mean, they showed a lot of resolve. And even when there were mistakes, you know, you got Max, you know, telling guard, yeah, you threw the pick. We still got you. Hmm. And then the defense went out there and did their – I mean, I love what they're doing defensively. I mean, you don't know where they're going to line Max at. I mean, he's standing up. He's playing end. He's playing D tackle. He looks like a line. I mean, they're doing so many multiple fronts. I mean, they look like a modern team. For a while, the Raiders were kind of stuck in this. We're just going to play. I don't know what you would call it, but you know, Graham and all that. They've got a, you know, the multiple fronts. You know, you got a guy like Jack Jones who got, you know, discarded. You know, even though he went to the greatest high school in the world, was discarded by
Folsom.
Shut up. I'm glad you don't want to see us.
No, we don't know. We ain't there yet.
We got a young team at Poly that should respect us, you know, and what Folsom did to us was rude. They could have just, that was disrespectful, but I didn't attend the game, so I don't really know the details. I saw the score and that was enough, you know, but you know, you get a guy like that, you know, off waivers, you know, you get a guy like Spillane from Pittsburgh, you know, you start getting some guys who were kind of like, you know, guys who have some fight in them. And the reason why you lose so many games where you
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trail in the fourth because guys, you know, guys aren't fighting. These guys fight. Mm-hmm. Even last year, they fought to the very end, you know, and I think that's the big reason why AP kept the job. I mean, these guys fight, you know, on both sides of the ball. And we all know in the NFL, you know, the talent, you know, in most cases, the talent gap isn't so huge where you can't compete. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes those when you're any team to get blown out so disheartening. It's just like, you know, hey, we can't even compete, but they compete. And I don't, you know, and I know one of my friends was hitting, they were like, man, they have to go ahead and tank the season and try to get, you know, a quarterback. I said, the way that defense plays, it's going to be almost impossible for them to go ahead and say, we're not going to try to win.
Right.
And for what they're trying to build, it would be counterproductive and counterintuitive to say, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and tank on the hope that we get a quarterback, and then maybe you end up like a, you know, a Carolina, or, you know, you know, there's no guarantees, but the one thing is you can control what you do on the field and try to win as many games as possible. And there's multiple ways to get the quarterback filled other than just drafting a guy.
This is the timing couldn't be any better because I'm pulled up something on my computer.
Is it the Devontae Adams clip?
No.
Oh.
No, but I'm going to listen to this when the show is over. Mina Kimes made the argument today, I guess, on NFL Today of the Raiders trading for Matthew Stafford. That would be, that'd be crazy if they could pull that off.
Are the Rams giving up already?
I mean, they might, they might be 0-3 after this week, and who knows where that's going to go after that, because Cooper
Kupp. Who the Rams got this week? I forget.
Yeah, Niners, you know what I mean? A little greedy team.
Well, I mean,
greedy team.
You know, as the people with the memes say, you know, without Debo and CMC, Brock Purdy really is just a West Coast Bryce Young.
don't disrespect.
That's, I mean, that's what the people on the internet told me.
Disrespectful.
I mean, that's what they told me. So, I mean, they could. I mean, the Rams could win this game.
Even if they won this game.
Like, I don't know without Puka Nacua, and I don't know, you know. I think they kind of miss Aaron Donald.
That, there's that, too.
I think that might be a little factor for them, you know, you watching the way that game in Detroit where the Jared Goff just goes boom, 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 boom. They just ran right on him.
Yeah. But think about that, though. I mean, that's I don't think that's a crazy thought. Like,
it's not a crazy idea. I just is like, it's only week two. I can't start thinking like who's done offloading their quarterback already.
Mm.
And also, they would trade Matthew Stafford and then let Jimmy finish out the season. I mean,
what could go wrong there?
Well, why not?
Well, Jimmy would get hurt in week seven. So whoever the third string quarterback
is. If you're the Rams and say it starts 1-6, what are you keeping Stafford around for? Like, you move on.
I understand.
And you tank. And the contract is kind of – it's up there. He's one of the highest-paid quarterbacks in the game. But
I mean,
you tank and you
year,
go get
– I mean, you know, the NFL, you can do whatever you want with the contract.
You could do anything you want.
McVay goes –
and the Raiders have – and the Raiders have cap room.
McVay goes into the draft and gets a quarterback he wants. Mm-hmm. I would – that's interesting.
Yeah, or McVay goes to Amazon and makes a lot more money than he does coaching.
There's that too. There's a possibility. Well, that
they can't hire everybody now. I mean, everybody can't go do TV.
Well, that was their original guy, wasn't it? Wasn't McVay the original guy Amazon wanted?
I think so.
And he was like, "No, I'm gonna keep coaching," and so they went to Herb Street.
Yeah,
they might have, you know, like they're going to have like 18 different streams. They might have a coaches only version of of broadcast where you get a bunch of coaches and you have a players only. Then you have the Mannings and then, you know,
the Kelseys, I guess, too.
Yeah, the Kelseys can have one.
So it looks like Stafford is under contract for sure next year at 27 with a cap hit of 49. Says there's a potential out in the 2026 year, and then that the 2026 year would be his final year at $26 million with a $22 million dead cap hit.
But let's not disrespect Gardner Minshew just yet. Now, come on,
that's fair too.
Well, the Devontae Adams clip I was referring to. So there's good news and bad news with this. Devontae said that. Gardner Minshew is one of the most mentally tough people I've ever been around.
That's good.
The bad news is he told it to Kay Adams, so who knows if he's telling the truth. You know how these athletes get when they get around the baddies.
Didn't Devontae also say on Kay Adams' show?
How many titles did Jalen Brown say he was going to win? Hold on, man.
Jesse said it was five.
It was five. John Morant's good in the West.
Good in the West.
You know what I mean? Good in the West.
I mean, that just means they're human. I mean, who amongst us have never gotten in front of a baddie and been like, then you go like, what did I just say I could do?
Some of us are still doing it, so it's fine.
I think the week before with Kay Adams, he said the Niners were the best team in football.
Devontae just talked to Kay Adams every week?
Yeah, I think he's got a weekly.
Last
year it was Debo. I think she might have got Devontae this year.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Reverse jinx. He says that, and they go out there, and they can't. Maybe if the Niners just never played in Minnesota again.
Well, that we would be great.
It's actually
be great.
That's not hate. It's really hard to argue with that logic.
Did you know they haven't won there since 92, and the next longest road drought in the NFC is 2013 with Atlanta?
I mean, all I think about when they go to Minnesota is just bad games for them.
Don't worry.
Like every time. It's not even, you know, just like clockwork. They're going to go out there and lose.
They've lost close games.
Maybe they go to the Mall of America and get lost or something.
That's what I said.
I guess so.
They go into the Mall of America.
Walking those walkways and they like just get a little tired trying to find their way back.
Hey, look, that's where Lex Luger came out. Like, I think that's what.
Yeah, you know, maybe they, you know, try to go to Paisley Park and, you know, get sentimental thinking about Prince, and they don't want to beat a team wearing purple. Who knows? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
That's wild.
Yeah.
1992 was crazy. I was 11. That's insane.
Yeah, That's a minute. And then
Jason Jones wasn't even covering bad Kings teams yet.
Oh, man. There hadn't even been good Kings teams yet.
Well, that's a great point. That's a great point.
It reminds me of my, yeah. We'll get to it later about your boy Nick, you know, Stauskas.
Well,
we'll get to that later.
Yeah, that's one of the bad Kings teams
and bad Kings players.
Wait, what happened?
Nick was wilding. He was wilding last Tuesday.
He was getting really political on the Twitter space.
Yeah,
and
Max Crosby and Nick Bosa are his favorite players.
It reminded me of a very funny. I think it's funny, Nick Stauskas story. So I was like, Nick might need to shut up, but hey, it's just me.
Is the Nick Stauskas story private?
No, I don't mind. I don't care if I tell it at this point. It's old now. He had a couple of really – it involved him and my buddy Reggie Evans. So we had a couple of fun moments with Nick. One time we were in our – I think we were in Miami or Orlando, and he's like – it was I forgot. Was it Carlos? It was someone got traded to Miami. He walks in and goes – I didn't even know that guy played on that team. And Reggie goes, man, if you play 2K, you know that. What's wrong with you? He said, you see why we can't win? Clearly guys don't read. Like, what do you mean to know he's on the team? You play guard, and that's a guard. But my favorite Nick story is, you know, he's a rookie. We're in Memphis early in the year. And the team goes over to the Civil Rights Museum, like it's a team building activity. Mm. And two guys don't go. One is Omri Caspi. Who had been, I think he had been there. I forgot why. But then the other was Nick, who's a rookie.
Mm.
And I'm going, how does the rookie get out of the team building experience? And they're like, I don't know what's up with him.
Mm.
Fast forward to February. It's Black History Month. Folks are rolling out the Black History shoes. Guess who got Black History shoes on?
Mm.
Nick Stauskas. So a certain reporter might have told a certain power forward that it's kind of, maybe certain people shouldn't wear certain shoes if they didn't have the audacity to go learn about said history.
Yeah.
All I know is that I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to remember who told that certain player that, but all I know is that they came out that game in regular shoes. And, you know, because somebody was like, no, I ain't cool with that. Yeah. How you going to skip out on learning about the history? But you're going to rock the Nikes like you did. No. You go put your regular shoes on, boy. No, we're not doing that today. Nope, we're not doing that today. No, Mr. Kent, no Canadian. We're not, you know, see, we, yeah.
Mm-mm. Boy, if I could only figure out the reporter and the player.
Yeah, man,
I want to say it was Amick, but I'm not positive.
Racking my brain right now.
I'm gonna get a very angry text from Sam Amick any second.
I was dead wrong about him, the player. Well, I didn't know him, the person, but the player I thought Nick was gonna be good. He was sorry in the NBA.
Michigan players.
He was killing in Michigan. He was sorry in the NBA. He was so dead. Weak.
I never forget when he came back and played against him after the trade. He played terrible, and one of the players said, "Hold me, Nick finally helped us win a game."
Damn.
I don't know, man. It seems like covering a team that bad would actually be a lot of fun. Like, I mean, just a bunch of guys that hate like each other. And...
You cover a team that bad, the reporter can say, hey, man, why he get to wear Black History shoes when he wouldn't even go to the museum? And the player goes, you know what? You're right. He shouldn't be wearing them shoes.
Mm.
I felt a way about that. I mean, yeah. That reporter felt a way about that. He told me about
that's right.
He told me about
it.
He told me, that ain't cool, Jay. Someone should say something. Shout out to Nick's pal.
He said, actually, I'm going to go say something, Jay.
Yeah, he said, hey, Reggie, you see this?
Can we be honest? Like, the best part of the story is envisioning Sam Amick. that's the truly the best part of the story is envisioning Sam Amick walking up to a particular power forward and going, hey, I don't know how I feel about this guy wearing Black History Month shoes.
Yeah, that would have been classic.
Mm.
But hey, you know, some
dysfunctional.
You know, I just saw him going off, and I was like, "Oh man, Nick, shut up!" it just really irked my spirit remembering he couldn't walk to the Black History Museum, and he's weighing in on stuff.
And just just to make sure timeline is correct, that was the debate day.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, okay. It just really irked my spirit. It just really did. You know, hey, shout out to Nick. He had a great NBA career.
Wow.
All right.
Great is being used loosely.
No. The Michigan
the term of great being used loosely. Hey, while we're I'm sorry.
If you ask me that.
I was going to ask. I mean, what? Hey, man, we got to give him an opportunity. We did it last week. Got to do it this week, man. Talk about your Bears, man. Your Cal Bears, 3-0.
Going down to Tallahassee. You know, our good people on the internet are doing a great job of trolling the state of Florida, like we did Alabama. They said the woke nation is coming to Florida.
No.
and they're putting rainbows on memes and tagging Florida State people. And yeah, this is fun. And then, you know, that Florida State game don't seem nearly as scary as I would have thought it would have been a month ago.
Not a bit.
I mean, gosh, they look bad. Like, I mean, they might as well fire the coach right now, bad.
Facts.
So, I mean, you're not overcoming this if you're, unless you go. I think somebody asked me, can they bounce back? I said, bounce back from what? They're terrible.
Yeah, that's.
Like, they literally, I mean, they just paid Memphis a gang of money to come there and beat them.
Their embarrassment. Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it just scares me, though. I'm like, that means that'll be the day they play Cal and decide they're going to figure something out and score 40.
Yeah. I don't think that's happening.
But I think hopefully by then we're healthier. You know, we get a couple of linemen back, you know. But yeah, 3-0, you know.
This back-to-back is crazy, man. FSU and Florida State and then followed that up with Miami. Ooh.
Yeah.
This is when the ACC is fun. Like Cal being in ACC is fun. Not when you have to play Pitt the next week, but when you play FSU in Miami. Yeah.
No one wants to see Wake Forest.
No.
They're like, if we can just play Miami, Florida State, maybe Clemson. The Cal fans are going to have fun trolling Dabo when that happens. So, I mean, that can't go wrong. I don't know what could go wrong with, you know, a bunch of those liberals from Berkeley going out to see Dabo.
Ruin the whole state of California. Only imagine.
Yeah, those hippies out there.
Before we go, you got any thoughts on Sean?
Oof.
Sean Combs?
Yeah, you know, Nino Brown about to happen. He about to sing.
Oh, everybody's got the same exact thought. Yeah, everybody's going down.
You guys think
he's
going to sing?
We ain't never going to see Aaron Hall, Damian Hall, any Hall. Yeah, everybody's going down.
All them folks who used to be tagging themselves at the Diddy parties going to be deleting posts. Didn't somebody said LeBron had unfollowed him a while ago?
Yeah, LeBron.
Y'all think he's gonna sing?
Now no one's gonna know what was happening at the Cat Williams is sitting there saying, "I told y'all." Cat Williams and Jaguar Wright probably sitting there going, "See, we told you." This is.
Well, 50 Cent ain't.
He's not having a great time with this.
50's having the time of his life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I mean, time. It's. I can't imagine that he's going down without bringing some people with him, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, because you notice, you know, I can't imagine, you know, I need to see what Mace is, you know, they're probably, I mean, this is going to be crazy. Because, you know, now you're going to get the whole finger, you know, this, and who actually knew? Because if you read the stuff from Cassie, some of this stuff happened at parties in front of people. Mm-hmm. So that means he's beating her up, and y'all just like, okay, well, pass the Ciroc. You know, so there's going to be a lot of reckoning for a lot of people. Because, I mean, there's going to be a lot of, well, who, you know, because even the indictment said, and his associates. You know, so it's like, well, who are these associates? It's not going to be pretty. I mean, and I feel, you know, for, you know, the victims, you know, they, you know, I think people are getting their jokes off, but this is a very real thing.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if they're going to sing, because usually in that situation, when somebody sings, it's because they want a bigger fish. It feels like this is the fish.
Good point.
So he's not going to get no deal for talking about little guy over there.
And, you know, but sometimes, though, even if you're not, you just figure, you know what, if my life is over, your life needs to be over too.
That's true. There's that.
Well, you know what, Aaron Hall, I'm telling everything that guy, that one suit said about, you know, but I was watching the press, they were talking about his lawyer said he was cooperative, and they're like, well, I wouldn't. The definition of cooperative for them is not what we consider cooperative, especially when they're charging you with witness tampering.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it just makes everything about him just even, you know, sicker. The whole apology.
Yeah.
You know, all it's yeah. Like I said, I feel for the victims, and this is going to be one of the, I can imagine him trying to take a lot of people down with him.
Jay, we appreciate you as always for your perspective on multiple things. Thank you, my man.
Yeah, no problem, man. Go Rams, right?
Well,
yeah,
settle. No, the fourth time today.
He's just.
I asked a question. I don't know if you're cheering for the Rams this week.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thanks, Jake.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.